This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces on Wednesday in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. In a post on the Telegram messaging app, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar said the Ukrainian actions had partial success. Legal experts told Reuters former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have neither the law nor the facts on his side in the classified documents case, Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
The former president, who was once again seeking the White House in 2024, faces charges that include violations of the Espionage Act, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and making false statements to investigators. The greatest peril for Trump, who turned 77 on Wednesday, could lie in the conspiracy to obstruct justice charges, which carry a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Legal experts said the evidence appears to show that Trump was aware he had documents in his possession that were subject to a subpoena but refused to turn them over and encouraged his lawyers to mislead the FBI.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was horrified to learn that at least 79 migrants drowned early on Wednesday and hundreds more were feared dead or missing after their overloaded boat capsized and sank in open seas off Greece in one of Europe's deadliest shipping disasters.
Every person searching for a better life needs dignity and safety. This is yet another example of the need of member states to come together and create orderly, safe pathways for people forced to flee.
UN spokesman Stephanie Dujarric. This is VOA News. Egypt appears to be struggling to cope with a new wave of refugees from Africa after the latest round of conflicts erupted in Sudan and Ethiopia. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Scores of recently arrived Sudanese refugees gather outside the UNHCR building in Cairo's normally quiet suburb of Zamalek. A refugee charity organization is handing out food and blankets to refugee families who appear tired and distraught from their recent ordeal, fleeing the ongoing fighting in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United Nations has released fresh data on the impacts of the Sudan conflict. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With more than 2 million people displaced, a UN official warns that the escalating attacks in Darfur city could amount to crimes against humanity. The fighting is continuing unabated in parts of the capital Khartoum and the western region of Darfur, while Sudan's Doctors Syndicate, which tracks civilian casualties, has announced that 949 civilians have been killed and about 4,750 others wounded as of June 12. The brutal clashes have forced more than 1.6 million people to leave their homes to safer areas inside Sudan, according to the International Organization for Migration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy's political, business, and soccer elite bade farewell to former Premier Silvio Berlusconi with a state funeral inside a Milan cathedral. Thousands of ordinary admirers and soccer fans Wednesday waved banners and chanted in the piazza outside. Crews will work 24 hours a day in the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia to reopen the currently closed East Coast Key Interstate 95, but there's no timeline for completion, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At the site of the highway collapse, Governor Josh Shapiro says demolition of the southbound lanes, which were compromised, is ahead of schedule.
Demolition will be done on Thursday. That means that we will have completed the demo in 4 days, not the week or more, as they initially expected.
The plan, Shapiro says, is to backfill the gap in the highway, pave over it, create a temporary roadway.
I want to get this road reopened as quickly as possible.
The northbound lanes of I-95 collapsed after officials say a tanker tipped over and burst into flames, the driver killed. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.